You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
A verdict has just been reached in the Bridgegate trial, and joining me now with details is WNYC's Matt Katz, who's inside the courthouse at this very moment. So what just happened, Matt?
Moments ago, Bill Baroni and Bridget Ann Kelly, the two former appointees for Chris Christie, they were convicted on all nine counts by a federal jury here in Newark. All nine counts of conspiring to misuse public resources in that they misapplied the property of the lanes leading to the George Washington Bridge, closed those lanes in order to, as prosecutors alleged, punish a local mayor in the town of Fort Lee, where those lanes were, for not endorsing Christie's reelection. Guilty on all nine counts they both faced.
Considering a decision by the judge that the defense objected to, should we be surprised?
I'm actually a bit surprised. I actually thought, given there were almost 5 days of deliberations after a six-week trial, and I had a sense that the jury was going to come out with more of a mixed verdict. Maybe one of the defendants would have gotten off in my mind. I was thinking perhaps not all of the counts, but they threw the book at them. The defense has already said that they are going to make a motion for a retrial, and if that fails, they are going to appeal. There was a lot of legal wrangling over the last few days about the instructions that the judge gave the jury. Mm-hmm. And the judge told the jury they did not have to consider whether the punishment, the alleged punishment of going after this mayor when deciding whether these folks were guilty or not. In other words, it really lowered the bar for what would determine their guilt. They just had to have been found guilty for misapplying these public resources, these roadways, but not having sought to punish the mayor. And that made it more difficult for them to get a not guilty verdict.
Well, what kind of jail time do they face? Has anybody added it all up?
Seems quite unlikely, more like maybe a year to 3 years. And we'll know that in the sentencing would be in February. February 21st is when it's scheduled. But again, there will be appeals for sure. And I actually just spoke to Bill Baroni, one of the defendants, and he said very much looking forward to the appeal. Interestingly enough, he was smiling. He's been sort of a happy warrior throughout this trial, and he smiled even as he walked out of the courtroom. He was hugging his parents, and he was smiling throughout. It was a very different reaction from Bridget Ann Kelly. As the sixth guilty count was read, her face just turned red. She started silently weeping. It was quite emotional just to standing just a few feet away from her. It was quite emotional just to watch her. She's a single mother of four. She's going to, you know, go home today to her tidy home in North Jersey and tell her kids that she's been found guilty of this federal crime and could go to prison.
Is there any sense of what this means for Chris Christie?
It's bad. I mean, this trial was already terrible for Chris Christie. Both sides, prosecution and the defense, brought up a whole range of stories about his administration, about a series of revenge tactics that his administration would use against wayward public officials, about ways that they would essentially bribe mayors with things like burnt steel from Ground Zero in order for those mayors to endorse Christie's reelection. Bridget Kelly herself testified to Christie having thrown a water bottle at her and cursing at her. The trial already was terrible for Christie and what it revealed about his administration, and this makes it worse. Now he has these two people who worked very high up in his administration who have been found guilty on all counts by a federal criminal jury. That is terrible for him from a political perspective going forward. In addition, there are two other high-up administration officials who are facing prison time.
Matt, thank you so much for filling us in. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about the implications of this decision as this story unfolds. Matt Katz, who is at the courthouse at this very moment.